أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور صدق الله العظيم. After discussing some of the benefits and the virtues of the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. Blessed or lofty is that being in whose hands is the kingdom, in whose hands is the sovereignty. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows us different aspects of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's qudrat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's power, Allah's greatness, Allah's might. On the one hand, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says Tabarak. Tabarak on the one hand is blessed. Everything about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is blessed. Take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and we will find barakah. We will find blessings in the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Say Bismillah and we will find that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's protection comes upon a person. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala safeguards us against shaitan. Close the door of your home, saying Bismillah, taking the name of Allah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protects you from shaitan. Say Bismillah before you eat. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala protects your meals from being shared with shaitan. Take Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's name when one proposes to do something in the future and say Insha'Allah. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's barakah and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's blessings descend. So in everything, just to say Bismillah, just for one example, we are making wudu. And at the very beginning of the wudu, we wash our hands and saying Bismillah walhamdulillah. Taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, how easy that is. The hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has recorded that so long as the person remains in that wudu, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala appoints the malaika to make dua for that individual. So blessed is the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Another meaning of Tabarak is lofty and high is that being in whose hand is the sovereignty. In other words, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's loftiness, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's majesty and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's greatness is being spoken about. The ulama have explained that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is so great, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is so lofty, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala cannot be loftier than Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is. Insofar as you and I and the rest of the creation of Allah is concerned, there is always room for improvement, there is always room for increase, there is always room for becoming better. But insofar as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is concerned, Allah Ta'ala is so high, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala cannot get higher than Allah is, and Allah is so high that there is none that can lower Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Such is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Biyadihi al-mulk, in whose hands is the sovereignty. Ya Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala merely just said al-mulk. The sovereignty, all of it belongs to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Now when we look at the sovereignty, the kingdom, the control of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In this material world, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has absolute and total and full control of everything. One is the word mulk, that is the governance, the kingdom, the sovereignty. One is the word milk, and milk refers to the ownership. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. For Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the sovereignty, for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the kingdom, for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the control of everything. And at the same time, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the owner. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the creator. Such is this mulk of Allah, such is the sovereignty of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاء. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, O Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma malikal mulk. O Allah, you are the owner. You are the owner of sovereignty. Sovereignty, all of it is owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the kings of today. Look at the leaders of today. Look at the kings and the leaders of yesteryear. They may have had some form of sovereignty. They may have had some form of kingdom, but that kingdom was not in their hands. They themselves always felt threatened, and even today there is the threat that maybe somebody is recalled, somebody is impeached, maybe there's a coup. That is, that sovereignty they may enjoy, they may have, but it doesn't belong to them. It is not in their control. It is not in their hands. It is in the hands of a being that is far loftier, and that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَى. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that being, Allah Ta'ala is that Zat, that, O Allah, you give the sovereignty to whomsoever you desire. You make the leader, you make the governor, you make the king, whomsoever you desire. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَى. And O Allah, you are that being that you can take away, and you do take away that sovereignty, that kingdom from whoever you desire. So one is the kingdom of this world, one is the leadership of this world, one is the sovereignty of this world. The people of this world, they may have the kingdom, they may have the sovereignty, but it is not in their hands. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has all of that in His control, and hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala may snatch it away whenever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala so desires. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.